This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. For the past 2 years, Apple has allowed outside inspectors to examine factory conditions for the Chinese workers who make iPads, iPhones, and the company's other iconic products. Today, the Fair Labor Association released its final report on three factories run by the Apple supplier Foxconn. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz has been reporting on these working conditions for the past few years, and he joins us from Shanghai. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, David.
Now, this all came after all the public pressure on Apple over the last couple years to improve working conditions at its biggest supplier, Foxconn. Have those conditions improved?
Well, you know, 2 years ago when this audit began, Foxconn was given 360 action items to meet. And according to this report, Foxconn has now met 99% of those items for the three factories that were inspected.
So they ticked through the list. 99% sounds like success.
Yeah, it does. But, you know, the one item Foxconn failed at happens to be one of the biggest complaints from labor activists about the company. Foxconn was not able to reduce overtime hours for its workers to under an average of 9 hours a week, which means that technically the company continues to violate Chinese labor laws.
Let me get this straight. It's illegal in China to work on average more than 9 hours of overtime?
Yeah, but you know, this law is almost never enforced, and nearly everyone violates it. Foxconn was able to reduce overtime for its workers below 20 hours a week, but workers aren't too happy with this. Yesterday, I spoke to workers outside the gates of Foxconn's Longhua facility in the city of Shenzhen. One worker, Mu Xinxian, assembles iPads for Foxconn.
I traveled far away from my village to work as many hours as I can so that I can make money. So when I'm told I'm not allowed to work much overtime, I can't make enough to live on.
So, Rob, why didn't inspectors ask Foxconn to raise workers' salaries to make up for lost overtime?
Right. You know, Foxconn has raised starting salaries, but for workers like Mu, who have been there for a few years, they haven't seen those pay raises. It's clear that Foxconn has done a very good job at meeting the demands of inspectors and improving working conditions. But one thing workers I spoke to wished Apple could do now is to compel its suppliers to raise workers' salaries to meaningful levels. And they believe they deserve more than what they're currently getting.
That's Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz joining us from Shanghai. Rob, thank you.
Thanks, David.